You're listening to SBS News.
The Philippines Department of Health has confirmed its first case of polio since the country and Pacific region was declared free of the disease in the year 2000. A three-year-old girl from the southern Filipino province of Lanao de Soo is the first known case of contracting the virus. The highly infectious viral disease was also found in Manila's sewage system and in Davos waterways. Philippines Health Department Secretary Francisco Duque III told local ABS-CBN news channel, the outbreak can be attributed to a decline in children being vaccinated against the virus.
The average polio vaccination rate has been at 66 to 68%. So this is really insufficient, and we need a 95% vaccine rate of protection or coverage.
Polio or poliomyelitis is a crippling and potentially deadly infectious disease caused by the polio virus. Clinical health educator at Polio Australia, Paul Cavendish, says the virus can cause many reactions.
Polio is a highly contagious virus, so it attacks our motor neurons, and they're responsible for making our muscles contract, enabling us to do different movements and have, you know, a capacity to run, walk, and do various activities. It also can cause some lesions in the brainstem, which can have a wide range of effects, and particularly the most common ones are the effect it has on our capacity to breathe, talk and swallow.
Children are particularly susceptible to contracting the virus because they are most likely to experience gut-related discomfort. David Isaacs is the Professor of Paediatric Infectious Diseases at the Children's Hospital at Westmead and the University of Sydney. He says the development of the polio vaccine means polio was no longer contracted by as many children.
It used to be a devastating disease, polio. I mean, in the 1950s, 1940s in the United States, it was treated like the plague. People were petrified that their one or more children in their family would catch polio and be paralyzed forever. Very worst, it could stop people breathing. And so people sometimes ended up in iron lung, either for a period because their breathing muscles weren't working, or even sometimes for 60 years. So it was a frightening disease.
This is a sentiment shared by Public Health Association Australia immunisation spokeswoman Angela Newbound. She says immunisation is the most effective and currently the only form of defence against polio.
The best defence is immunisation, making sure that all children receive their immunisations on time in the funded program, polio vaccines funded for children. So making sure that those doses are given, but also making sure that if people are planning overseas travel, to go and speak to a travel medicine expert or certainly speak to their GP.
Australia has a 95% immunisation rate, and Mr Cavendish says this makes it unlikely a polio outbreak would occur in Australia.
Obviously, as being part of the world, every country is concerned with any cases or increasing number of cases of the polio virus. I think we need to keep in perspective, if we keep our vaccination levels high in our community, then the risk for people in Australia is still quite low.
Ms Newbound has warned travellers going to the Philippines or anywhere where infectious diseases are present to get immunised. She says when returning home, it's important to be aware of any illness.
If anybody does travel and they are coming home feeling unwell in any way, phone their GP, phone ahead and say that they have just returned from travel, because it's a good idea for them to be able to triage your arrival. So if you do have something infectious, you're not sitting around in the waiting room. They would rather expect your arrival and quarantine you straight away, just in case.
Professor Isaacs is hopeful it won't be too long until polio is eliminated.
Polio has almost been eradicated. 30 years ago, there were a third of a million cases, 350,000 cases of paralysis a year caused by polio in the world. And last year, there were 33 in the whole world. So there's an enormous reduction. But there are a couple of countries that are still struggling to immunise well.
The World Health Organization and UNICEF are working with the Philippines to contain the situation. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.